in Fremont, Indian Americans are complaining that you've divided the city of Fremont in half, and that may dilute their voting power, and they're very unhappy about that. That's a issue very much on the minds of folks in Fremont. How do you respond to those complaints?
Well, I see that's a good example that we're not gerrymandering purely for the sake of any racial preference. In the case of Fremont, we ran into. By the way, I think we've taken care of them to their interests on the Senate level. I think that has been worked out. It might also be worked out in the Assembly because we haven't finished things. But in the Congressional, we had a more difficult time because of some of these things that were happening in the Merced and in Monterey County, and we have to get equal population in other areas as well. And we tried very, very hard to meet their requirements, but it's looking like it's not going to be possible for the congressional district.
And I've also heard complaints that you've created some very awkward districts in the Central Valley for state representatives, including one district that runs from East Sacramento all the way up to the Oregon border, and not only creating a great deal of difficulty for anybody who's going to represent that district in terms of traveling around in the district, but also perhaps uniting the interests of people who are very different from each other.
Well, the now you're into the population problem. As you know, that's a very sparsely populated area in the northern part of our state, and it takes many, many counties to add up to the 900,000 people that make up a Senate district. So that means they want to keep things. The testimony we heard is that they don't want to go east-west; they want to go north-south and follow the transportation corridors. Well, if you're going to add up to 900,000 people. It's going to bring you pretty far down south.